Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you that the Holy Spirit will give us kingdom understanding, that we may know how to apply the word to our life on a daily basis. I pray with this congregation for the United States of America, our country. Our politicians are confused, arguing among themselves. May the government of the kingdom take over. Thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Maybe seated, let's go back to our text in Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Specifically looking at verse 1 of that 12th chapter. That's a specific there, and that's a specific in verse 2. Just give me a little time to work with it. Removing hidden weights off your faith. Hidden weights. You might write that down. We talked about weight last time, but those weights are hidden. And I'm going to show you some scripture that you had no idea that they could reveal a hidden weight in your faith. But in Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Now that wherefore is there because of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, he pointed out a lot of testimonies about faith. Now, I want you to take notice of the word seeing. Wherefore seeing, because I want to compare it to the word looking. Seeing and looking is not the same. In verse 1, you have the word seen. We also are compared about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And then it says, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which does so easily beset us. Notice, let us beset us, and let us run with patience that the race is set before us. So he's talking to a congregation, really. Then he says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, we're dealing with the weight and the sin that can hinder your faith. Amen. Or strip your faith of power. And we're going to see some scriptures tonight that will clarify it. In the Amplified Bible, it says, therefore then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth, now he says here, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight. You see, that was the Amplified, there. So there are weights. Wait a minute, let me show you something else. Look at verse 2, looking unto Jesus. That word unto is different than the word, looking unto is different than the word seen. Seen, talking about the testimony of those who have operated in faith before you. God laid out that 11th chapter, a lot of things happened. But looking is unfinished business. You didn't get it. Well, let me say it another way. Looking is unending business. Looking has an expectation of something that has not been seen. Are you following me? See, seeing and looking unto Jesus. Now, there's an old word, English word, to take the place of unto. Until you look until you get your answer. See, he say he's the author and finisher of your faith, so he has to finish it sometime. So you have to keep looking. See, not only he didn't say look at, It didn't say look to. It said look unto and look until. Because no doubt about it, it's coming out. See, when you're operating in faith and you keep your eyes on Jesus, that faith has to produce what you're looking for. Wow. What a privilege. In other words, be patient. Keep looking until the manifestation, until the answer comes, because it has to come. Now, I just want to ask you for personal reason. I'm going to take you a little further in this tonight. But how many of you all tonight is in some things an untell position? See? And so I'm going to show you how not to have discouragement and how not to accept failure. Okay, there's some things that try to cause you, and how not to let your faith die from somebody else's report. You better write these things down, because you don't need them. In this time we're living in, don't let fear stop your faith. Don't let somebody else's failure stop your faith. Are you listening? Looking unto Jesus, the second verse, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Now, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. When you're going through something, you have to have something. When you're going through something that's tearing you down, you have to have something to look at that'll build you up. Okay? And what Jesus did when he was going through all of that, he knew that wasn't a consummation. He knew that he was going somewhere. But I got to go through that this to get there. Yes, sir. Now, sometimes you have to go through some places to get where you're going. When we travel to Alabama, there's a tunnel we have to go through. You might not like it, baby, but you got to go through it. And you, I mean, you're driving that big 45, how many? And it got a car behind you, and you got to stay on your side, and it driving like they're crazy in there. And so you just got to look straight ahead, stay on your side. Kevin know what I'm talking about. You got to stay on your side. You can't get in fear. You got to go through the tunnel if you want to get where you're going. So sometimes faith looks like it's in a tunnel. But just stay on your side. You're going to get where you're going. Just stay on your side. Now, the thing that I want to show you, four or five things I want to show you I think would help you. And you would have no idea that these scriptures pointed that out. Write this down. Don't let others' report become a weight to your faith. You know, don't let what others report, who report you're going to believe. I'm going to reprieve the report of the Lord. But don't let others report. Turn to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. These hidden weights on our faith. Others report. I had the same thing. I went through the same thing. What they got to do with me? In Mark chapter 5. This is good here. Mark 5. Let's see. Verse 22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. You see that? And he says in verse 23, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Oh boy, talking with faith, isn't it? Yeah, but when you're operating in faith, don't let others report. Become a weight to your faith. In other words, you have to stay with your faith. No matter what somebody else says, you have to keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finish your faith. You can't look at their report. Now, it'll throw you. It'll stop you. It'll stop you from believing God. Notice what happened here. If we just jump, go to the 35th verse. You see, that's connect with the 23rd and the 24th verse. Even though it had an interruption between the woman with the issue of blood. But look what happened in the 35th verse. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue's house, certain were said, thy daughter is dead. Why troubled I the master any further? Bad report. But you can't let that stop your faith. See, that's why I say keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finish of your faith. You're going to get some bad report in life sometime. But you can't panic when you get a bad report. Look, notice what happened. Notice what's happening in the 36th verse. Notice how Jesus deal with a bad report. As soon as Jesus heard the bad report that was spoken, he said unto the ruler, that have nothing to do with what you and I are talking about. That have nothing to do with what I showed you in my word. So if things change in the natural mirror, remember the natural mirror. If things change, the report change. There are times, we're going to look at one woman here, that she had nothing but bad report. There was no physical report or intellectual report or medical report could have helped her. Matter of fact, she wasn't getting better, she was getting worse. But she found out about faith. We'll look at her in a few moments because I got something to say about her. But don't let other report become a weight to your faith. It stopped your faith. Lock your faith down. Jesus said, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said, he's saying here, who report you going to believe? Did I tell you she was dead? You see it? Jesus said, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken was a bad report. He said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. You ready? You listening?
Yes, sir.
No bad report can stop Jesus. There's not a report bad enough to stop it. You got to keep looking. Keep looking at him. See now, when we talk about looking unto Jesus, we're talking about another dimension, because if you look at 1 Corinthians 2:9, it says, eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things that God had prepared for them that love him.
Right.
See, that's a type of look. But when you're looking by faith, you're not looking physically. Right. You're not looking sensical. You're not looking normally. You see? Because faith said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Are you following me?
Yes,
so a bad report come by hearing, so faith come by hearing.
Right.
Listen to the faith.
Right.
Don't listen to the report.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes,
and you're going to have opportunities to hear bad reports. We don't have to pray about it. You living in this world? Absolutely. But faith has no respect for your bad report.
Amen.
And if you operating in faith, you're going to be just like faith.
Amen.
We can handle this.
Amen.
See, this is preparing you. This is getting you beyond need consciousness, getting you to the fact that everything you need in your life, faith is saying is already done. You already got it. The whole book of Ephesians is about what you already have. I say the whole book of Ephesians is about what's already yours. Now it make a difference if you asking for something and giving thanks for it, not just begging, but you're giving thanks because you know you already have the right. That make a whole lot. That take a lot of pressure off you, man. You know it's yours, you know. Huh?
Yes, sir.
I'll talk about money. You got some money in the bank, and you go to the bank, and you got your book in your purse or in your pocket, and you want to make a withdrawal of $16,000. And you got 63,000 in there. And the girl behind the counter say, I don't know. What you mean you don't know? What? You don't know what? I need to talk to somebody else. What you mean? I only want 60 and I got 63 in here. How can we be so bold and have such tenacity for normal figures when God didn't give us supernatural figures that all things are yours? And so we have to have the same boldness with the word in our faith, because we do have credentials. We do have evidence. God said it. God said it. You see, God said, if God said, you agree with God. Amos 3:3, I said, how can two walk together except they be agreed? You stay in agreement with God. You don't come in agreement with your feeling, neither your neighbor. You stay in agreement with God. Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Somebody say amen on that. Hold fast to it, mean don't turn it loose. Don't start looking the other way. If you notice this, and the 37th verse, he suffered no man to follow him. Leave all them unbelievers back there. Said Peter and James and John. The less unbelievers you got when you're dealing with something, that's why I'm not about putting everything going on in my life on no internet or no nothing else. You get all these unbelieving people calling your name. Say, child, I wonder if she's going to make it. I don't need that. I don't need nobody wondering if I'm going to make it. You have to take this note. You have to make your faith personal. Yeah, don't, how can I say this, Lord? When you're in a faith fight, don't share everybody about the fight. But some of the people don't like you, you know. And they laugh at you, but they don't like you. Say, I told you that. Mm-hmm. You think they're praying. It might be praying. Hallelujah. I want to get you so that you'll grow to know, and you'll be able to stand for yourself as a matured child of God. The church must come to this. The apostolic church must get people beyond need when they come to what God can do through me, not just what God can do for me. See, if you ever get to the place where you want God to do things through you, you'll never have to be concerned about what he's going to do for you. The secret is you're selling out to him what your will is, see? Now, if the man had taken his eyes off of Jesus and took his faith off Jesus, the child would have remained dead. The child had died. But he says, and they come into the house of the ruler in verse 38 of the synagogue and see the turmoil and them that wept and wailed greater. Now you got a lot of weepers and wailers. Now they'll cry, they'll make, then you thought you'd cry. And they, I mean, you know, you cry sometime, you know. And I know when you lose a loved one, you know, and they go home to be with the Lord, you're glad about that, they're with the Lord. But you know they had professional wailers in the Bible. They hired them to cry. Them old boys squall, man. They're paying them. They were paid wailers. And so your faith got to get through the wailers.
Right. Yes, sir.
And when he was coming, he said unto them, why make you this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleeping. Now watch this. Watch your insult to your faith. Now the man there, hopefully and faithfully for his daughter, he had talked to Jesus.
Right.
And you notice the language the man used here, you come lay your hand on, she's going to live.
That's right. That's right.
You gotta go back to verse 23 because you're not with me.
Right. Yes, sir.
And he was on him greater, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. He knows she was sick unto death.
Right.
He said, but I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her. He said, that she may be healed and she shall live. He have already made his statement, but that report came in. See, you can't walk by faith and sight. Not in the spirit realm. You got to walk by faith in the spirit realm. All right, now watch what happened. You see, now look at verse 40. Now, I don't need nobody. They were crying a few minutes ago. Now, when the Lord said he's going to do something about it, their unspiritual self, they laugh. Why they laugh? Why did they laugh? This man is out of his mind. See, when you operate in faith, huh? People are going to laugh at you. They're going to say, this man, this woman, they are out their mind. They laugh a long time in Darrow and Gonzales and Baton Rouge, but they're not laughing right now. See, you stick with the faith. Finally, faith going to show manifestation that the laughter have to stop. Now, so the bad report now, you got the weepers, and you got people just laughing when Jesus said that, and they love him to scorn. Verse 40, you with me?
Yes,
but when he had put them, Jesus, thank you. You got to get some folks out your house when you're dealing with something. Don't call them. Lock the door. Answer them at the door. Answer them through the door. We're doing all right. We're working on something. Say, I might lose their friendship. If you die, you're going to lose it too. So let them go. Don't let them in. See, Jesus, see, when the church functions like Jesus, religious folk get upset. Jesus, put them out. Say, hey, you and your family? Y'all leave. You are going to be a hindrance to what's about to happen in you. Now, you see, sooner we do something in the church and leadership, say, it's a little awkward, like, you know, it's not passy-passy, then membership, who religious, oh, you shouldn't have done that. I whooped that girl until she came to her senses. I put her out twice, put her out the church twice, so don't come back here. And I would say, you got to the church for everybody. Just let them come on. No, the girl needed a lesson. She got it now, I believe. She got it now. And I asked her, I said, do you must be love this church. I keep whooping you like this. She said, no, I love you. And finally, the woman who was hitchhiking started sawing by 1,000. Got her own car. She might be here tonight. I don't know. I'm just dealing with it. I tell my members, don't be stupid. Listen who talking to you and find out what they're asking you. Y'all get so meek about being Christian, you got to pay attention to who talking to you. What is going on here? Well, that's a little sideline. But I'm just trying to tell y'all, leave me alone when I'm trying to get something done. Now, she better off than she ever would have been. You all will still have her as a schemer. With your little pussyfoot love. Come on now. How many of y'all want a strong church? Well, sometimes things got to happen. Amen. Somebody got to be put out. Jesus put them out. I wasn't in bad company. He put them all out. All of y'all laughters. And then he taken the father and the mother of the damsel and them that was with him and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand. Now, they had them hecklers in there and said unto her, like he spoke in tongue, what it mean, interpret, damsel, I say unto thee, rise. And straightway, good God Almighty, the damsel arose and walked, for she was at the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Don't let others' report become weight to your faith. See, Jesus rushed to that man and said, look, that don't have nothing to do with me and you. What him and Jesus had going on? Huh? Faith. They had faith going on. So it doesn't matter how things look when you got faith going on. Keep your faith going on. What I say? All the time. Keep your faith going on. See, right now, what you're dealing with. Keep your faith going on. Find out what the Lord said about it, and it's going to produce faith in you. Keep it on. In the time of study, never unplug your faith. That's one way to say it. Or never turn the switch off on your faith. Are you hearing me? Never unplug from the source of power. Faith plugs you to a source that is supernatural, that don't respect no attack. But what happens if we get to listen to the report, we'll pull the plug out. Turn to John 5. Here's another one. Here's another one. You wouldn't find it in looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Where he is now. See, he was headed somewhere. Faith always is carrying you somewhere. Faith is carrying you to your victory. Thanks be to God was given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith always carries you to your victory. This kind of faith, this faith from God, it always carries you to the divine results. Are you listening to me? What are you dealing with now? Let me say this. God dug it. What you dealing with now? This same faith you sitting here hearing about tonight is entering your heart and giving you power that cannot be stopped. Faith still alive. You see, the reason it says, seeing the great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews chapter 11, there's a lot of things happen, but he said, I don't want you to keep looking at them. See, they have gone as far as they can go. But looking unto Jesus, who gave them the ability to do what they did. So he showed all those people, and then he get to the climactic moment and said, now I want to show you another one. Here's an error. You in John 5? Here's an error now. The Holy Ghost is picking up an error here. Here's an error. And when I say it, you're going to know it. It's going to dawn on you. I feel the Holy Ghost is going to help us with this. To help your faith. When you're reading, listen to me. When you're reading about biblical characters, they are not the one you put your faith in. I don't care what Moses did. Your faith can't be in Moses. And see, you can easily get off track there. And you can easily miss God by following a biblical character and not the essence of Jesus. Because whatever Moses did, whatever Abraham did, Jesus was behind it. Notice it didn't say looking unto Moses. Looking unto Abraham, looking unto Isaac, looking unto Jesus. No, he said looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher. Guess what? He was Moses' author and finisher. So you can have a good scripture and have a good lesson in the scripture, but if you don't recognize who behind it, it's always a character behind a character. And I can assure you, if you're listening and if you be fair, that this lesson is going to help you. Right. Because you can read about the three Hebrew boys, but they didn't do it. David didn't really kill Goliath. So you got to see the power that David was operating in. Are you following me? Or it make your faith more heavier, it make your faith more mightier. If you recognize, he give us all those things happen in Hebrews chapter 11, but then he get over in the 12th chapter, he don't tell us to look at none of them. You know why? They all was looking somewhere. And if you won't get the result that they got, you're going to have to look the same place they look. I love it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. I love you, Lord. See, you just grew. You can sit there like a frog on a log, but you just grew. You grew because now when you're dealing with something, no matter what text he takes you to, he's taking you to himself. He's declaring, I did it. I want you to see somebody I did it for. But I did it. How many of y'all see it? See, I want you to grow here tonight. I want you to grow. I want you to develop. I think it's been a hindrance for you. Locking yourself into a Bible character is all right to read the testimony, but you got to know who passed the test. You're like Jairus here. That's a good story. Thank God for Jairus. But I know what caused Jairus to come to the success that he did. It was somebody behind it. Jesus. You know, a lot of time, the reason we don't get what we're going after, we don't have Jesus behind it. We got Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all our texts behind it. But the whole Bible is about Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. Yeah. See, because he the one can get it done for you. Abraham can't do nothing for you. Moses either. They're dead. The one you look at died and came back in 3 days. We're looking at somebody who's alive. All the Old Testament saints going home to be the Lord. They're not, but this one we're looking at, he told us to look at, he's still authentic. Now I'm supposed to drill some things in you. Let me go back. Don't let others' report stop your faith. Because I'm about to show you something else now. Wow. Don't or do not let past failure become a weight to your faith. Past failure. You're going to see something, man almost lost it, missed it. Because he was in the past and he had... He had tried it so many times, but he was talking to faith.
Yes, sir.
He was talking to somebody. Every time you read the Bible reading you.
Right.
Every time you speak the Bible talk to you.
Right.
And so here, let's look at this story quicker. You know the story. John 5. Now, don't let past failure become a weight to your faith. Don't let nobody come tell you about their past failure. Their report. Stay fresh in your faith. Write that down. Stay fresh in your faith. Faith is always fresh. What I say? Some of y'all didn't say nothing. What I said?
Faith is always fresh.
See, I'm trying to get something in you that you can use on a daily basis. Faith, real Bible faith, is always fresh. Who got that? Yeah. You can't be living on an old stale faith. Faith, two words, now, ill. Now, it's fresh, man. Now watch this. Verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. You with me? Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these, how many with me? Lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down, hallelujah, at a certain season in the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. You understand the story?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, what are we dealing with? Don't let past failure become a weight to your faith. A certain man, couldn't call him mighty, was there, which had an infirmity 30 and 8 years. A long time, yeah. Now, the Bible don't tell me had he been trying to get in that pool for 38 years. But I know it's been many years he's trying to get in that pool. And so when faith come with the answer, don't be looking at the pool. See what happened? All right, 38 years, when Jesus saw him lie, when who saw him?
Jesus.
He knew that he had been now a long time, so he was a long time in that case. Now, why is this? Why is this? Now, why is this? If you don't keep your eyes open and looking to Jesus, Jesus said to him, "Will thou be made whole?" What he said to him?
"Will thou be made whole?"
Do you want me to help you get in the pool? Did he say that? Huh? Do I really need a pool? It's not going to happen the same way all the time. The Lord has special miracles just for you. Say it, the Lord has special miracles just for me. See? Huh? Whether you know it or not, you're growing. You know, I know some of y'all been believing for something and it hasn't come to pass yet, or you've been believing for a long time. But don't let the past failure get in your faith. Stay fresh.
Yes, sir.
Kenneth Copeland's mama would tell him before she went home to be with the Lord, "Ken, the Lord coming today." For years. She said, "Mama, I thought you said the Lord was coming today. He coming today." For years she told him that. She wanted him to have that expectation. We 80 years old, and I talked to him the other day. He said, "Well, I'll see you at the 91. See, he already set his goal, you see. He's a believer. That's a man that believes that, boy. Can't go. He'll talk. All right, say now, 38 years. So Jesus said, "Would I be made whole?" In verse 6. Now, here we go in verse 7. The impotent man answered him, "Sir, did I ask you, did you have a man?" Huh? But what happened? What are you looking at? He's looking at a man. He's looking in the past that they kept passing him up. Nobody helped him got in. So his faith was stuck in his failure. And it was a weight. Thank God for mercy. I know God helped me out a lot of times. That I almost didn't have an ounce of faith. I just had to measure it to give me. And you too, don't be looking at me like that. God have helped you. You talking about I'm believing you. Somebody said, "Boo, you fall out." So, but God so merciful. Isn't he? I know it's time that I didn't feel like I had an ounce of faith. But God brought things to pass. I know you're always thrillful. You're always excited. You always got the bull by the horn. I know you, but I'm talking about me. I need mercy. I need grace. If your faith going to work right, you need some mercy. You need some grace. Because, man, you ain't going to be all up there. You ain't going to be all that all the time, you know. Sweet Jesus. You need some help. Nothing wrong with needing some help. Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
God Almighty. He'd love it. He said, "Who said that? Who that recognized their insufficiency? Who that recognized they need me?" I mean, it's a simple word. Help!
Help!
And he named the Holy Spirit a helper.
So every time you say help, you call on the Holy Spirit. Now you haven't used that too much. I can start telling, I'll tell by the vibration up in here. You haven't used that word. You haven't used that. You need to use that word sometime. You see it? You see what I'm saying? He is a present help in the time of trouble. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, and we find mercy and grace to what? To help in time of need. Help. The Lord is a faith helper. The Holy Ghost is a faith helper. They have locked themselves in, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost have locked themselves into faith that when faith is moving, they got to help. Some of y'all look so nonchalant. Listen, there's nothing impossible with faith. Let me try to finish this right quick. We're dealing with two facts. Don't let other report become a way to your faith. Don't let past failure become a way. This man had a lot of past failure. He gonna announce it right now. Yeah. And I'm gonna show you how faith talked to people with past failure. Just ignore them. Just ignore the whole conversation. Jesus just ignore all your crying and panting around. Jesus just ignored you. Just do what I tell you to do. Now this is gonna bless somebody. Tell me who can handle us. That's what Jesus is saying to you. Tell me who can handle us. But I'm going to my house. Tell me who can handle us. You're gonna need that. Tell me, Jesus said, tell me who can handle us. Tell me who can stop us. Tell me who can block us. Tell me who can shut us down. Tell me who can shut us out. And Lord, I'm with you always. So it's always us. Your failure is my failure. Your victory is my victory. Guess where we're going? We're going to victory. Because I'm not a failure. So I'm not going to let you fail. I permit you to go through some things because you never know what you have until it deal with something you couldn't handle. If you listen to me, here in the auditorium and around the world, it's not so bad after all. After the biggest storm is the biggest calmness. I'm going to throw this one out at you. I'm hearing it. Never, and I'll find a text for it, but never panic in your faith. You see that panic button, but don't push it. You see the panic button and you see the favor string. Pull the favor string. Never push the panic button. Pull the favor string. I said pull the favor string. Devil, if you want this button pushed, push it yourself. I'm not pushing it. I'm not scared of you. You already whipped. You can make all that noise, but you ain't going to do nothing here. Removing hidden weights off your faith. And one of them is waiting. Sit down. Let me talk to you one more minute. Waiting. Waiting. Failing and failing, it look like. But faith day has to come. Faith manifestation has to come. Jesus Christ. 7th verse, an impotent man said, answer him, son. Now he asked him, will I be made whole? You see, he didn't even hear the question. He went on with his discussion. The question the master asked, will thou be made whole? He asked him nothing about the pool, nothing about the man, nothing about the past. Will, can you hear that? Can you hear him talking to you tonight? Will you let me handle this? Will you stop bringing me back to A, B, C, D, F, G? I ain't got nothing to do with the alphabet. I'm Alpha and Omega. Will you keep stop bringing me back to the failure? I'm asking you right here, right now, tonight, Sam Jesus, will thou be made whole? No, not to the man. He's talking to you right now. Will thou let me handle this for you? Will you let me change this for you? Right here, right now. The Sam Jesus. Jesus Christ the Sam yesterday, today, and forever. So he asked the Sam question. The only thing he's not asking to the lamb man now. He asking to that person who have some sickness in their body, a problem in their family, problem in their finances. What you going to do? Tell them about your job, the color of your skin. What you going to do with it? Will thou be made whole? He asked you. He ain't asked you about none of that. Well, you know how they treat us. They who? I'm talking to you. To ask that question, he must have had something he wanted to do.
Yes, sir.
Jesus didn't even mention the pool. There's one greater than the pool we have.
Yes, sir.
May I tell you what the Holy Ghost saying to me now? There's always one with you greater than your problem. What I say? And he's still resounding the word. Will thou let me handle this for you? Give me your faith. That's all he said. Give me your faith. We're going to work this thing out. I got to make a whole new world. We're going to work this thing out. I'm a creator, you know. So if it don't exist, I can create it for you. But I'm sure I can make it happen. Say to somebody, Jesus can make it happen. Give him your faith. No matter what it is, Jesus can make it happen for you. Lift your hand and praise God. Jesus can make it happen. I see. But not without your faith. Now he sort of ignored his old boy here. Let me close. Let me read the 7th verse again. The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming down, he kind of, he don't like it too much, you know. He wanted to point his finger at a few people. See that? Another step it down, so he's sort of bitter. Uh-oh. Don't let bitterness set on your faith. And he stepped down before me. Jesus said to him, boy. Right. Take up thy bed and walk. Wow. And immediately, no water, no pool, no man. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. That's an argument with the religious folk about the Sabbath day. But my point is, don't let past failure. See, he had a lot of he effort a lot of time to go in there. And so he was losing it, and it weighted his faith down. So he didn't really believe I'm not going to ever make it. Now, that's an hour pass out.
1 hour.
1 hour. In Mark 5, that's another lesson. Mark 5, let me go there a minute, and then I'm trying to close it. Mark 5. All of these things, you're going to be able to use them in your life. You understand?
Yes,
these are life. This is life changing. In Mark 5, I want to talk about depending on men more than you depend on God. That mess your faith up. Stop doing that. Stop depending on men more than you depend on God. You know, Jeremiah tells us about that. Your blessing come, you won't even see. But I want to read this for you right quick so you see it. Right between Jairus' episode, there was a woman in the 25th verse, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. That'll put a damp on your faith, you know. And had suffered many things of many physicians, plural. And had spent all that she had. I mean, this thing just go on and on, man. She suffered many things. Doctors couldn't help her. She spent all she had. Then she wasn't getting no better. She got worse. But rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, not our neighbor, right? Not our prayer partner. She said, baby, there's a time you got to speak for yourself. For she said, she the one went through all the doctors and spent all her money and she's better, she's worse, but she heard about Jesus and got a hold of faith and she said, if I may touch but his clothes, she said, I shall be whole. I mean, with all of the other things, all of the men she had been through, all of the doctors, could have been some female doctor. You know, what she's going through is a female problem. But they didn't have the answer. That can destroy your faith. Why did God put these type of stories in the Bible? Got a story in to cover every situation. And God shows us how I can handle it no matter what it takes. I mean, it's Wednesday night too. It's Wednesday night. You come into this kind of stuff here, you got to listen. See, I listen to my own tape now. The last 5 or 6 tapes, I say, I got to listen to this again. I'll listen to this one. I want Darius to get it to me as soon as he get it online. Get it to me. I want to listen at it because it doing something. Whether you know it or not, your faith, listen to me, your faith is on another radar. You are not the same as you were when you came to them doors. If you've been listening, if you've been listening the Lord have changed you in one servant. When you're going through something, look at me and listen. There are some people you need not talk to. Yeah, thank you for calling. I'm busy right now. Because they're sure going to bring you down the alley and the valley of unbelief. God, I sure hope you make it. I don't need to hear that. I don't need your hope. Look at this. Oh, my God. Certain woman had issue of blood to her, and she, verse 28, for she said, if I'm touched by this clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain her, she touched him, you see. Well, blood was dried up, and she felt in her body. Verse 29, she was healed of that plague. Healed of that plague. What plague? The plagues that the doctors couldn't do nothing about. The plague that medicine couldn't remove. But there's another doctor. No elder say who never lost a case. Every case Jesus worked on, he won. And he's working on your case right now. Thank God. He's working on my case. And Jesus, look at it. Look at the verse 30. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Now that question is deeper than you ask. Who touched me? He was talking about the touch of faith. The other people talk about a lot of people crowding. He wasn't talking about somebody touched me and some power started moving. When faith touched Jesus right, power started moving in the middle of a crowd who's not going to get nothing. How many sick folk was there that didn't get healed? They were touching Jesus. They were rubbing against him, but nothing came out of him. That tell me my faith moved the power. It's not up to Jesus if I'm going to get it. It's up to me if I'm going to get it. She went in that crowd, probably sick people everywhere. But she touched with faith. Now, she could have been discouraged. She could have been saying, well, they say I'm not going to live. Many people have gotten a report that nothing we can do, you're going to die. My daughter and son got that report. In essence, Robin was there with me, the Calhoun, they were there with us, and I think Brad was there. The report was, ain't nothing we can do. Robin said, don't take it off, let's check it one more time. I love it. Let us check it one more time. God came through, we got a walking miracle. Baby, when you got every doctor in the hospital coming to your room, it was like Lazarus. You know, Jesus, Lazarus after Jesus raised him from the dead, they were there at a eating together. The people didn't come to see Jesus. They came, is that really him? They came to see Lazarus. See, miracles talk. Let's decree something. I decree that I will have a flow of miracles in my life. Things I can't explain. I'll just say faith did it. In Jesus. You got it?
Yes, sir.
My brothers, do you have it?
Yes, sir.
My sisters, do you have it?
Yes, sir.
Now you need to listen at this. Talk to yourself about this. This is so powerful. Just a few things we went over tonight. Just the Holy Ghost just took those stories and showed us how to apply them to our lives and not to be will-gathered if it don't happen tomorrow. There's nothing in here. Nobody going through nothing in here. Nobody. I'm all over the world. Nobody. Can you say that? Yeah, all over the world. Nobody going through nothing that can't be handled by this lesson. How can I say this in closing? If you're going to operate in faith, you're going to have to get the word can't out your vocabulary. Did you get that? Because if you do keep it in there, you're lying on God. He can handle it. Raise your hand and talk to him a few minutes. Praise him for it. Thank you, Lord. Pray in the spirit a few minutes. Thank you, Lord. What a ride. I can't get far, but I got to keep dealing with it. We'll come back and deal with this some more. I got many more to show you about this. Shout out, old boss, shout out. Is there a man or woman here need to be ministered to that don't know Jesus Christ, or need a good church, or need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit? Y'all lift your hands and start praying again. I want you to come to the altar if that's your case. You believe this your church, I want you to come to the altar. You believe you need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, I want you to come this way right now as they're lifting their hand and praying for you, praying in the Spirit. We'll give you a few moments. Don't have to be Sunday for you to make a decision. Thank you, Lord. Your word is true. I'm so glad to be a part of your word. Anybody need to walk tonight? Anybody need to come to the altar? Anybody need to surrender? Come right ahead. We'll wait on you a few moments. We're ready to pray. Give it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Shatololobaya. Come on, saints. Another few minutes is not going to hurt you. Now, because you did that, I'm going to give you, write this down. I'm going to give you an extra note because you cooperated. Stop overloading your faith with details that will cloud out your decision. Stop overloading your faith with details that will cloud out your decision. I just got the internet to believe in God. All right, that's enough for tonight.